For more Bible topics, go to www.biblebro.net. My name is Kent Owen, and the topic is homosexuality, why Jesus never talked about it. Jesus never talked about homosexuality. Some people think that he thought being gay was all right, and he wasn't against it because he never directly condemned it. However, there's other things that he didn't directly condemn, like bestiality, which is having sex with animals, but we know that's not right. I'd like to give you a quick example, story, if you will. In 2008-2012, I was in China, and I was very shocked to see that they had very different customs and different habits than we do here in America. And one thing was spitting. They spit all over the place, spit on the ground. And I'm not saying that every Chinese person does that, but I'm saying that it was a common thing that I saw over there in China. And I went to Shanghai, and I saw these signs that said, "Do not spit." And I thought that was so funny. Now, here's a question, is why in America do we not have signs that say, "Do not spit"? Is it because America thinks that spitting's okay? The answer is no. The real reason why we don't have spitting signs over here or do not spit signs over here is because it's not a problem with us in America. A place that has no smoking signs probably has a problem with people smoking, and they have to tell people not to do it. You only need to put out no smoking, no spitting signs if it's something that the people commonly do. First, understand that homosexuality isn't a feeling, but an action. God doesn't judge anyone based on what they feel, but on what they do. If a person feels gay all their life, but they don't do anything gay, and what I mean by doing something gay, I'm not talking about decorating, I mean actually doing a homosexual action, then there's no way that they can be judged as a gay person. If someone loves football all their life, they never pick up a football, then they cannot be considered a football player. And also, if a Christian loves Jesus, but they don't do what it is that he says to do, then they're not really Christians at all. Look at Luke 6:46 for that. Now, getting right to the point, the reason why Jesus didn't talk about homosexuality is because there were no gays in Israel in Jesus' day. I'm not saying that there weren't gay Romans. I'm just saying that there were not gay Israelites. It wasn't a common issue among the Jews, and Jesus wasn't sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, says Matthew 15:24. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't people in Israel who felt gay, but people who didn't practice homosexuality, as 1 Corinthians 6:9, 1 Timothy 1:10 would say. Sodomites, which are gay men, were outlawed in Deuteronomy 23:17, and on a few occasions there were sodomites in Israel, and they were taken out of the land, as you can see in 1 Kings 15:12, 1 Kings 22:46. Homosexuals were actually killed, says Leviticus 20:13. That's the law that says if a man sleeps with a man as he sleeps with a woman, then he's done what's detestable, and his blood's on his own head. Paul mentioned homosexuality because he was an apostle of the Gentiles, says Romans 11:13, and homosexuality was more common among the Romans than the Greeks, not the Jews. So is being gay wrong in the New Testament? For sure, homosexuality is wrong in the Old Testament, but is it wrong in the New Testament? Check out the Greek for 1 Chronicles 6:9-10 that says, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now let's look at a few of these words: fornicators, effeminate, and abusers of themselves with mankind. Fornicators is taken from the Greek word G4205, and it is a male prostitute, a fornicator, whoremonger, a man who prostitutes his body to another's lust for hire, a male prostitute, a man who indulges in unlawful sexual intercourse, or a fornicator. The next word is effeminate, which is G3120. It is effeminate, soft in a bad sense. Effeminate of a catamite, of a boy kept for homosexual relations with a man, of a male who submits his body to a natural lewdness, of a male prostitute. The next one is abusers of themselves with mankind, taken from G0733. It is translated as a sodomite, an abuser of oneself with mankind, defile oneself with mankind, one who lies with a male as with a female, a sodomite, a homosexual. The same words are used in 1 Timothy 1, 9 through 10, whoremongers and them who defile themselves with mankind. So yes, homosexuality is wrong in the New Testament, just like the Old Testament. It's impossible to practice Christianity and homosexuality. So in summary, what did Jesus say about homosexuality? Did Jesus think it was okay to be gay? Jesus said nothing about it, but that wasn't his approval. The law was against homosexuality. Not addressing the topic shows his agreement with the law that homosexuality was wrong, not right.